Now, along with this, along with the penetration of internet, smartphones, technologies, new startups, there are also other factors like the government policy support. The government regularly introduces policies, regulations, and schemes to support the industry, and e-commerce industry is no exception to that. Then you have increased reach of telecom companies throughout India. If you would have traveled maybe 5 years ago or even 3 years ago, to maybe for a vacation or to your native village, you would have struggled with getting a reliable internet connection, even 2G, for example. But now 4G is available across India. Yeah, you may have cases where you may still struggle to get a reliable, fast connection, but almost all of India is now connected with high-speed internet, 4G at least. And now we are starting to talk about the 5G network, with companies like Airtel and Jio planning to roll out the 5G network across their entire network. So telecom companies are now reaching the interiors of the country, and hence people from the remotest parts, be it in the northeast or the villages, are now able to come online, browse for products, and order online. So the reach has increased. They have the devices and they have the network, and the data rates have reduced drastically in the last 3 to 4 years, especially since Reliance introduced Jio. So Jio brought down data prices, and today data prices per gigabyte is somewhere close to 10 or 15 rupees. If you go back maybe 5-7 years, the price per gigabyte in India was somewhere around 250 to 300 rupees. Now it's less than 10 or 15 rupees. So that's how cheap it is to go online and browse your favorite e-commerce store. And that makes it accessible. People can just open their smartphone. They are even addicted to it. You don't even want to buy something, but you would still be browsing on Amazon or Flipkart or Myntra or Snapdeal, and you may be looking for products. And the more you browse, the more these tech algorithms recommend interesting products to you, and they prod you to make a purchase. So these are different factors that are fueling the growth of e-commerce industry in India and even globally. Now, there's a widespread popularity of WhatsApp and social media, which is again making more and more people try out e-commerce. So WhatsApp, about a couple of years ago, launched the WhatsApp business feature. Now, if you have a WhatsApp business account, now it does not take much to open a WhatsApp business account. There are just few verifications that you have to provide. So even as an individual, you could get up a WhatsApp business account. Now, if you have a WhatsApp business account, WhatsApp allows you to set up product or service catalogs. So even on your basic smartphone, you could have a WhatsApp business app downloaded. You could create a small catalog of products or services. For example, if I'm somebody living in a small city where I make maybe handmade handicrafts or other such decorative items. So I can click pictures of my designs, create a nice catalog, and I can share it on WhatsApp with my friends and family and anybody who sends me a message or who I am as a contact. They could see my product on the catalog and they can place an order right then and there. Now, even if you don't have a WhatsApp business account, even with a WhatsApp personal account, you can broadcast images, designs, and product links to your entire contact list, and people can then place orders. So the advent of WhatsApp and social media, as I said, social commerce has become huge. For example, companies like Meesho, now they use network of residential and individual users to sell their products. So this is an electronic form of companies like Amway, for example, where you get images from the seller, Meesho, for example. You would update those images as your status on WhatsApp, or you could share images with your connections. They like what they see, and they may place orders, which is then fulfilled by the seller, not by you. So there is ease of selling on WhatsApp and other social media profiles like Facebook and Insta. For example, there are a lot of small businesses, smaller individuals, not companies, but even individuals who sell only and only on Instagram. So they have a profile on Instagram. They keep updating their product images. For example, somebody is making cupcakes, for example, or somebody is making earrings out of clay, for example. So they could keep updating those designs on the Instagram profile. People who follow them on Instagram will see the new designs. If they like them, they will place an order and then they ship those products to the buyer. So this has made it very easy. Now, compared to somebody creating a new website, even that's easy now. You have platforms like Shopify and the Indian brand Dukan and other such companies who let you create e-commerce stores in less than 10 minutes. So it's easy to go online, but if you're a very small seller, you don't need a website. WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram are enough for you to run and manage your small e-commerce business. And then there is increased popularity of digital payments, especially post demonetization and now post COVID. So if you go back maybe pre-demonetization, there are a lot of people who still primarily use cash. But now because of demonetization and because of COVID, if you now see people have warmed up to the idea of cashless payments. So even if you go to have maybe a plate of pani puri, or if you want to buy maybe a cigarette, you could still go ahead and scan the QR code using your smartphone and you could pay for the smallest of purchases. But that becomes a behavior. Since you're able to pay for a cup of tea, scanning a QR code, you're now more confident making payments online as well. That makes it easier for the seller as the payment is credited in real time rather than the seller taking the risk of shipping the product to the buyer and then collecting cash when the product is delivered. Then you also have busy lifestyle to thank for. People don't have time to go ahead and visit stores and then buy stuff. They're busy with either their studies or office work or other responsibilities. And e-commerce allows them the convenience to buy 24/7. So they may be just going to bed and they would just place orders before they go to sleep. That may not be possible if they were to visit a physical store to make a purchase. For example, there may be a birthday of a friend maybe tomorrow or day after, and you are busy caught up with office meetings or your classes at college, and you don't have the time to go visit multiple stores, look for interesting gift items, and then buy it for your friend. Online gives you the convenience to buy it when you want and where you want, and maybe get the gift delivered directly to your friend with a nice gift packing and a personalized message. So a busy lifestyle and the convenience again are another factor which is promoting e-commerce as a phenomenon and as an industry. And then obviously COVID pandemic has changed shopping habits of the customers. Buying online is safer. There's no physical interaction. You don't have to meet strangers, walk into stores where there are other customers. There's a queue of people before you. Online is just you and your trusted laptop or mobile phone. So there is no risk of disease spreading. So now people want safety. So this has changed the behavior. And once we transacted online once, twice, and thrice, that becomes the behavior because now we like the convenience to buy online. So right from internet, smartphone usage, payment apps, government policies, the ease of selling on multiple channels like WhatsApp and social media, and a busy lifestyle merged with the convenience of buying online, put together are fueling the growth of the e-commerce sector in India. Now, let's talk about the Indian e-commerce scenario right from when it started. So as we said, the last 20 years has been when e-commerce in India started to increase, and IRCTC was a pioneer in the Indian e-commerce industry because that is when people realized that they could buy something as important and urgent as a train ticket online. Before the IRCTC, people either had to visit an agent or maybe travel to the nearest railway station or ticket booking counter, stand in a large queue, wait for at times 4 hours and 6 hours for their turn to buy a railway ticket. IRCTC removed that pain instantly. Yes, there were challenges, a slow site, the site crashing with multiple people trying to book tickets at the same time. But these were hurdles which were bound to happen and now have been overcome. And now, along with train tickets, you could book flight tickets, you could book bus tickets, you could book hotels and resorts, primarily everything, even movie tickets or tickets for your next IPL match or for a music concert. So 2002 is when IRCTC forayed in India and changed the way we transact. And it was an introduction for people in India to buy services and products online. Now in 2003, there was an introduction of low-cost airline Air Deccan, and now we could book air tickets online. Again, before that, we had to visit travel agents or the airport counters of airlines to buy air tickets. In 2007, there was deep discount model of Flipkart. So Flipkart was the Amazon equivalent for India. Started off as a bookseller and then evolved into selling all categories of products and services online. So what is the current status of the e-commerce industry? Now, online shopping, as we've discussed in the last few minutes, has become a trend in India, right? We shop online, grocery, books, movie tickets, bus tickets, our travel packages, airlines primarily are sold online. We buy our smartphones online. We buy insurance online. We make our investments online. We buy shares and mutual funds online. So online shopping has become a trend in India, and this is only continue to grow and increase more. Now, India's rapidly growing e-commerce market has attracted not just domestic players, but also foreign players. Companies like Walmart have invested in companies like Flipkart. So even giant MNCs, for example, Amazon is the biggest rival for Flipkart. So domestic as well as international players have seen the potential of the e-commerce industry and growth in India. Number of active internet users in India is expected to increase by 45% in the next 3 years. So that will touch almost 900 million people, just 100 million short of 1 billion internet users in India. This increase will be driven by higher adoption in rural India. That's primarily because that's where the scope is. If you talk about cities like Mumbai and Bangalore and Delhi or Pune or Chennai, most and most people are already connected to the internet. People have multiple devices, right? A laptop, a tablet, a couple of smartphones. In the rural India or in tier 3 cities, there is still scope where a lot of people are not exposed to internet and smart devices. By 2025, there will be more internet users in rural India than in urban India. That's the kind of growth projected. And that's where the e-commerce giants are focusing, because that sector, that segment will bring along the next wave of growth for the entire e-commerce industry in the country. Now, if we compare and look at how e-commerce has grown and the kind of phenomena that e-commerce generates, a recent example was the sale of the new OnePlus model. Now, OnePlus, when they launched the new model, OnePlus 6, they achieved sales worth 100 crores in a matter of 10 minutes. Now, this is unthinkable in the offline world. Now imagine in an offline world for a company to sell goods worth 100 crores in merely 10 minutes of launch. And OnePlus 6, now what would have been the average ticket price? Somewhere around 40,000 per unit. And they achieved 100 crore in online sales within 10 minutes of launch. This could not happen in an offline world. That's the scale. That's the potential of e-commerce. And this performance was anyways bettered by the rival. For example, when Poco F1 was launched, a OnePlus rival, they achieved 200 crores in sales in the first 10 minutes. So Poco F1 beat what was already considered as unthinkable. So crores of sale in the first 5 and 10 minutes of launch. This is just a visualization to let you know about the scope and enormity and the potential of the e-commerce industry. This cannot happen offline, because for offline to be able to sell so many units to so many people, you would need a network of stores with so much of logistical headaches involved. Hence, e-commerce is and will be a game changer. Now, talking and continuing to talk about the current status, in true modern industry fashion, e-commerce hasn't just grown exponentially. It has evolved and transformed over time to meet the ever-changing whims and needs of the modern-day consumer. And example of this, as we said, is the convenience of we being able to buy on smartphones. For example, I may be sitting in a boring office meeting with my smartphone on the desk, and the presenter or the meeting chairperson would be talking about reports and presentations, and I may be browsing on Amazon or Flipkart on my smartphone and buying the next book that I want to read. Or I may be booking the tickets for the first show of the movie about to release the next day. It's made so convenient. And now, as a consumer, I demand that, I expect that. But technology has been able to catch up with the ever-changing and ever-evolving consumer needs and demands. Now, Indian e-commerce scenario is very encouraging. As we said, there is a huge headroom for growth. The penetration is still well below global standards. Now, the industry has been on an upward growth trajectory and is expected to surpass the United States to become the second largest e-commerce market in the world after China by 2034. So right now, China is number one, US is number two, and India ranks number 8 with about $65 billion market size in 2022. In the next 12 years, India is expected to surpass US and be ranked number 2 after China. So that's the growth potential for the Indian e-commerce industry. And as we said, multiple reasons, right from technology to regulations to mobile payments to consumer behavior, will keep fueling the growth of the e-commerce industry in India. Thank you very much.